Sub Yar Kaiser, my spiritual awakening podcast, and I'm just going to talk. Reaping and sowing, dealing with the hard parts. Why do we have to go through it? I don't know. Some days for me are worse than others. Some days I wake up. Oh, I'll be right back. My phone has not stopped today, which it's not a bad thing at all. I'm just over these days where I wake up. I'm dreaming about this stuff nonstop with my kids. Like, it's like a reality that never stops. It's in my dreams. It's in my awake. Like, as soon as I wake up, it's like the first thing in my head. Like, why does it have to be this way? Like, why? Where did I go wrong that I didn't create the ending of the healed ex? That just gets it. Like, I don't care who she ends up with in her life. Just why is she not getting it? Why does she not see, like, even in my ego state, you know, shit, I wasn't that foolish, you know? Yeah, there were things that my ex was doing that I didn't agree with. My first son's mom was with drug addicts and shit like that, but I guess I always looked at it as not my place, and I was never a system guy to run to the system and try to cause people grief. But in my own personal life, and I want to let y'all in, maybe it's a little, this one might be a little deep in a crazy way, but I've been just dealing with like a horrible tooth in my mouth. The type of tooth that you hear stories that take you out of the game. And I've been dealing with it for, Jesus, months. And I've noticed how to heal it and to make it ease up. And the key is no sugar at all in your diet. But it's followed by, and I don't know if it's because I heard an audio about symptoms of ascension and headaches, and you can either take a couple whopping ones and be down all day or take little ones and keep going. But these headaches, oh boy. Yeah, I don't get headaches. So where it's a little creepy is, fuck, the worst thing that could happen right now is death. I know what's on the other side of that. You know, I'm to the point where I'm not giving up anything. I'm trying to stay in the best light for everybody still. And just like I met a young kid the other night, a few of them that seen what I've seen. And it gets exhausting to just try to stay in this mind of just everybody wins. Like, everybody gets it again. Again, tint business is great. Another sale, another call. You know, there's times I felt like that it was easier just in a surrender to God. At least I was with my kids every day. And just that whole just situation of Jake and business and, you know, it's like a sidetracked. Who knows? I guess a good thing came out of it is learning that the United States government protects parents who want to hit their kids. I'm not cool with that. It's the whole entire nation. Not just Georgia, it's the entire nation. And that has to change. I guess I'm the guy that has to freaking change it. And I don't know if I'll see it in this lifetime or if it'll be the next one on the day that, God forbid, the tooth finally decides to take me the fuck out of the game. I can say that with just zero worry, because if that's God's will, then that's the way God wanted me to go out. Look, I've been... This is going to really twist y'all when you love that deeply. I want my kids to have a better life. I don't want my kids to grow up like me or my ex. And right now, my ex is in that world. And sometimes it's almost like, well, shit. As bad as she treated me, as good as I treated her after our separation, if I were to leave this plane of existence, maybe that would do it for her. And I would never take myself out of the game, but if a medical emergency wants to do it, so be it. Not throwing in the towel. My head just really hurts. Try to meditate it away. It's hard. It's hard when you're sending emails to shitty government officials about how is this even a case? Like, look at all this evidence. Why is this not being looked at? It's almost like a fucked up game. I shouldn't even be having to deal with this. Like, I gave up all my bullshit in life because I never wanted to deal with the system again. Ever. I wanted to be system free. I wanted to get my life back, get all contact back with all my kids, fix my family, try to get everybody, you know, on the same page, but not in a way of, hey, you have to look at this and this is what life is. And no, just... hey, can we all just get over our past bullshit? And I wonder why this is so hard. And I hope I figure it out for y'all. I really do. Made a mistake of listening to Neil Donald Walsh yesterday and hearing him talk about cigarettes and tobacco and how fucking stupid it is to smoke. And all I want to do right now is smoke a cigar. Sometimes I ask myself, did you give up? Like, are you throwing in the fucking towel? No. I just got tired of playing the game so damn seriously that it looked like it was destroying my life. I love my spiritual life. I love everything about it. But I also love smoking a cigar and feeling like I don't, like, that's a whole different reality to screw with. And I think that's why I've entertained this for so long. But things in my life, I just wish I could just give this to people or figure out how to get them to listen to me. Like Nancy, like, I'm over here like, should I just like take on her marketing? Do what I do for me, for her. Don't even say I did it. Just do it. And just maybe it'll come to her like, where's all this business coming from? Oh, shit. He did this for me. That's where I live at in my mind. I also live at in my mind that these people are not serving you at all. They're just kicking you in your face and suing you and doing all the shit to you. So why do you want to keep on serving them? Just to show people God's work. Just to show them that, look, when other people give a shit about you and they put good energy on you, good things come out of it. It's still to this day, like, and this is what I love about this. Like, you could look at her TikToks that she did by herself or with Jake. Now you can just look at the ones that I helped her with. And the numbers are right there. Like, the evidence is right there. And it's wild. And I have to always think back who I was in my ego state and how many messengers I probably had. But did I ever have anybody to break it down to me like this? No. And if that's the case, then, you know, this is the most confusing thing I've ever done in my life. The old way was easy. Just go out there and cause havoc and fucking deal with the consequences. This way of walking like God, the consequences are 3,000 times harder. because you feel like you shouldn't be in any consequences. You should, like, I'm honest about my entire process. I'm honest with everything. Like, when it even came to my kid's safety, yeah, I do shit way differently. Most parents would fucking look at me like I'm a maniac, but yeah, I'll let my kids walk around bare fucking footed around glass and shit because I don't see them getting their feet cut, and they never did. Yes, it's hard for 3D fucking reality people to get, but when you get what creates reality, but there's a separation here because I'm telling you, I never seen this like ever. Wow. Am I lying to myself right now? Hold on. I had the thought of, I hope she never does that again after the first time. So yeah, I guess I did think about this. And I understand that God's manifesting it for the greater good of all. So I just have to sit here with my headache and my toothache. And the fact that I have a shit ton of business coming in, and I'm just over here like, I certainly don't want to go through any crazy downward cycles like I've already went through, so I got to keep at it. I've also decided that, you know, sometimes people with a lot of money, with a lot of problems, are not worth letting them in your life. So again, I'm cutting off that deal. Because at the end of the day, he wants to come to me with money for coaching. That's one thing. And sign a contract that states, if you don't listen to me, I walk. It's that easy. I think that's where we all have to get as coaches. Like, you don't want to listen. Okay. I know if somebody coached me right now and they said, all right, change this, this, and this. All right. No problem. Let's go. But I promised myself I would get through this without help. But right now, I feel like I'm paying the price dearly. You ever have a headache in your eyeball so bad it feels like just somebody has a knife in there, twisting it around? Oh, it sucks. I'm trying all the mind ninja tricks of, I feel better, the headache is gone. I feel better, the headache is gone. I should be able to cure this right away. And I never used to have these problems before. Well, last year and the year before. But I'm done mumbling. I just wanted to drop in and say, hey, if you don't hear from me again, I'll see you in the next dimension. Yeah. Oh, this sucks. Thank you all for following me. Please pray. I give you some good prayers. I need my kids. I need my kids as bad as I need air. I miss them so much. But let the good fight go on, I guess. I guess if we don't try to change things, things will never change, right?